Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone into our regular Thursday morning show here, the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color on your radio dial, WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country, where we try to have an interesting show here each Thursday morning with various guests in and about Clay County and talking about some of the things going on. We've got a pretty good show lined up this morning, hopefully, when we get Mr. Denny Wilbertshire with me this morning. And we're going to talk a bit about our Midwest Crappie Alliance Crappie Expo that's coming up, what's going on right now. Actually, yesterday a little bit of it did, and then more of it today, and the actual fishing contest, talking about that, talking about some of the things going on up with Dale Hollow Lake probably before we get done, and try to maybe find out some history about the crappie tournament and the rules, the regulations, and that type of thing. This is something new for us here, and it's probably the first time I've ever heard of a crappie fishing tournament anywhere in the country. So we've got some things to talk about that. We'll be giving away one of our birthday prizes toward the end of the show. And let's see, we've got hopefully everyone will get this in time now. The Christmas parade, once again, is set for the Sunday after Thanksgiving on the 27th of November. So remember that and get all your stuff ready to come over and take part in that parade. And let's see, in our football playoffs, we're in the next round of the football playoffs. Tomorrow night we'll be playing Whitwell High School from over in eastern part of Middle Tennessee. They've got a 9-2 record, so they'll probably be a pretty good opponent. And I think we may be like 11-1 now, so a pretty good year for us. And looking forward to getting through to the next round. And we've got that coming up. And I thought just an interesting note I'd throw out here yesterday. I think I saw on Facebook where one of my buddies up in the Willow Grove area posted a little notice there where he had to slow down and let five bears cross the road in front of him. And he got a picture of one of them before the other four got in the woods. I thought that might be a nice little bit of information for folks. So be careful and don't get caught in a bear trap or by a bear. But like I said, we've got this show lined up, and we'll be talking about it here in a few minutes. And with that, of course, we want to thank the folks that make this possible here each Thursday morning. That is the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and the Three Star Committee that helped sponsor this, and also all of our fine local merchants that participate in this by their sponsorship. And if you'd like to be a part of that, just call the number and up there. I think if you'll call the same number that we use, you'll get a message service or something like 270-487-0969 is one of the numbers, and someone will talk to you there about being a sponsor on the show. And remind everyone that, of course, we're here at 9 o'clock each Thursday morning with the rebroadcast this afternoon at 6, and then we're streamed on the Del Hall Horizon newspaper site. So lots of opportunities to listen to these great, interesting shows that we put out here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back in a minute.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, my name is Chris Hodges. I am the Hybrid Lifeliner for Region 3 North. The areas that I cover are Clay, Jackson, Smith, Trousdale, and Macon County. If you or anyone you know is struggling with substance use and are seeking help, please do not hesitate to reach out at 931-349-4051 or call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Remember, recovery is possible and there is always hope.
Welcome back, everyone. We were expecting to have the organizer here today, but I think he'd gone off fishing in the tournament, maybe. But like I said, we've got a crappie fishing tournament here, and I know that Del Hollow Lake, in the past few years, since they started stocking, I guess, over the black-nosed crappie again, I don't know how many years ago that's been. That's probably before Denny even came back down here and got in business here. But they have really, really thrived here, and we have a good enough stock of them here now to where we were able to hold a crappie fishing tournament, and we'll talk about that a little bit and how it's kind of different than most, and talk about all the things going on here with the tournament. Denny, if you want to, I know I've got in front of me here the little flyer that they had, and I think, you know, I don't, with this being new and everything, it's been kind of hard to over a long distance kind of really getting things, I guess, out to people, let them know what's going on and what it is, and the schedule of events. And, you know, I don't know, like I've told someone, I don't know how you make a crappie tournament real exciting. I mean, it's not the big 900 horsepower outboard running up down the lake and making three casts and moving somewhere else. It's a totally different type of fishing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just talk about crappie fishing in general for a little bit first.
Well, crappie fishing on this lake has been phenomenal. It's for years, and it's getting better and better, and the secret's getting out. This tournament we started planning over a year ago. Dan came down here and pitched the idea to us to do a Del Hollow shootout, and what it's doing is combining the regional clubs, crappie clubs, which are all over the United States. These guys are from as far west as Arizona, Mississippi, guys south, and Texas. I mean, they're from all over the United States. There's 137 teams that showed up. It's just a one-of-a-kind thing. It's the first time to do it, so it took us a while. We're still getting the hiccups. But one of the great things that comes with this is all these manufacturers are coming to the pavilion, and they've got all the new stuff that's coming out, and then the pros go over there at night, and if you meet any pro you've ever seen on TV, he's over at the pavilion, and they're very great, nice people. They'll sit down and talk to you, talk about fishing, talk, tell you some jokes. I mean, they're just great people. It's been true blessing just to be around them and get to know them.
Okay, you know, and that's something I think that a lot of the folks here didn't realize was going on. I know they came in, I guess, maybe last week and put their signs up over there and everything without much, much advance warning about exactly what was going on. And that is that there is the expo down at the Clay County Fairgrounds in the buildings down there, and it is open to the public.
Right. It's free. They start at noon today, that goes to 8 o'clock, and they do it today, tomorrow, and Saturday. We started yesterday and had a really good crowd yesterday.
Yeah, I know. Of course, I live on the hillside above up there, and I noticed quite a few cars down there. And I know there are just all kinds of things going on there during the day. I guess they'll be there today while the fishing tournament is going on.
Right.
And I know just looking down through here, there is just a great big list of all the different jobbers, individual bait makers.
Pole companies. There's three different pole companies there, and all kind of manufacturers, whatever baits. And there's a rub company that's got a really good rub. And there's just, I mean, it's a really neat thing. I've been around the country seeing some of these bigger events, and this is just a mini version, but it's got everything these big events have.
So, you know, we need folks, you know, to get the word out to your friends. You know, it doesn't matter whether you know anything about crappie fishing or not, just to come down and look at the products down there that are there. And I think we've even got maybe a concession stand going down there.
Yeah, the ladies came in and picked up, of course, and laid in a program like 2 days before we started. We had our original concessionaire had to back out, and they were very gracious to jump in, got some lasagna and really good food.
And I know that, you know, looking down through these things, you know, I know we're more famous here for our jig fishing here, for using jig fishing for our smallmouth, largemouth bass and things like that. But I'm sure there's something there for any type of fisherman.
Yeah.
So some of the equipment, I know, like you said, we've got someone that Outlaw poles. I know they make all kinds of different
B&M poles. We've got Garmin. We've got the line companies. There's too many for me to remember off the top of my head. But if it's got something to do with fishing, it's in that building right now.
And so you need to get down there and check this out. You can't beat the admission price.
No,
and they stay down there until 8 o'clock tonight. So those folks that have to work during the day, come down and go down there and relax. And like I said, if you come down, I don't know what time the fishing tournament ends, what at dusk or
the weigh-in starts at 2:00. It's at the Cedar Hill parking lot where the old pool used to be. Got a stage set up there, and you start seeing these pros, we see what they can do on this. Like, a lot of them scratching their heads right now because the water's drawn down, and they've come in with really blank looks on their face, like, how do you catch a crappie in this lake? And then the other guys come in and goes, oh, we found them.
Have they been here practicing earlier in the week?
Yeah, they started getting here last week practicing.
I wonder, maybe, reckon, have any of them sneaked any of our local guides out there with them?
Yeah,
kind of
that's illegal. My guy Corey Thomas, and he's just phenomenal on this lake. He'll run over 200 trips a year, and he knows where every stick is.
He could have picked up a buck or two this week, probably.
He could have, but they him from the tournament. So he's actually the weighmaster, so he's involved with it too.
And I do know that I think you have to be a member of one of these regional organizations to fish it.
Correct. Or sponsored by one of the manufacturers.
So yeah.
We've got some really top-name pros here.
So we really don't have any of our local folks that are...
No.
That, you know, it really wouldn't be fair because, you know, we know how crappie fishing works. You know, explain just a little bit. That's something I just threw out there. How does crappie fishing work?
Well, it's seasonal, but it's year-round. I mean, the crappie are at different places at different times, and there's a lot of different methods. There's still the old-fashioned minnow on a hook. You catch them all day long like that.
And, you know, where would you find, I mean, you know, crappies, is that they're a nesting-type fish or something? Or
that's 1 week a year. They'll crappie go up to the banks 1 week a year in the spring. Then they're out there on the lake. They're just in the channels. They're in grass beds. They're all over the brush piles. There's probably a million brush piles in this lake people set over the year.
And our local fishermen probably have them all numbered and marked on their GPSs. And
you know, sometimes I see them out there, looks like they got a ticket waiting for the next one to get on that spot where the real good spots are.
And you mentioned something there, too, that's highly unusual for any type of professional fishing tournament, and that is live bait.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They can use live bait. There's some secret stuff. I can't even tell you. It's so secret what they put on them hooks. it's amazing what'll catch them.
And like I told someone, that's kind of like old redworm fishing that we grew up doing as youngsters, doesn't it?
Yep. We've got some husband and wife teams. Like I said, we've got teams from Texas, Mississippi. They're everywhere. It's
okay, now just exactly how does this tournament work? I mean,
well, they bring in seven fish a day. You get your best fish for seven fish for that day. You got 2 days to qualify for the final day. At the final day, they zero it, and everybody starts over. The top 25. Everybody else has a chance to fish Saturday for a big fish, first three fish. So that's like a $1,500 prize by itself. First prize in this tournament is $27,500.
That's a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, that's a good week for it.
And is this also like catch and release, or they get to keep those good fish?
We bring them in, and we take very good care of them. They know how to treat the fish and bring them in. We've got holding tanks for them, and then we take them back out and let them go in the lake.
So it is the catch and release, just like the bass tournament. And, of course, I guess it would be kind of hard to turn loose seven big, nice crappie, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Knowing how great they taste.
Yeah.
And, okay, now, the ceremony is the thing. Do you have a weigh-in each afternoon?
Every day. It starts at 2 o'clock. And then after that, everybody kind of gets on over to the pavilion. Something else I want to mention, too, Saturday night we're having crossfire play at the pavilion from 7 to 10, and that's free also.
Okay, that's down at the pavilion.
Yes.
And so, like I said, this is just a good long weekend of lots of things going on.
We're
built around this Crappie Expo 2022.
We're really trying to show off our town and let it out there. That, and one of the comments I've gotten that's really made me feel good is these guys going everywhere to eat and going to the stores, and they said, you have got the nicest people in this town. Everybody's so friendly and thankful to see us, and they say they're thanking. And these guys are going around, and they'll sit in a restaurant, and they'll see somebody sitting over there, and these pros go, they pay for their meals. Just they're really good people.
I mean, I guess we know about the friendliness of our people, but a lot of the people coming through, Denny, and I don't know what we do about this, but with all the traffic coming through, I'm not sure what the percentage of them is that take advantage of this, just the normal folks that come through. But then when we get people like this come in and they come down and they mix and mingle for a couple, 3 days, they really leave here with a great opinion of our little town here and our entire community up on the lake down here all around. And I know with the way things are set up, they've got time in the afternoons to do a little exploring around here if they want to and check things out.
Yeah, a lot of them bring their wives with them too, so they're in town shopping in places, and it's bringing a lot of revenue to this community.
Okay, now the Midwest Crappie Alliance. I know there is a leader there with them. You know, talk just what you know about the alliance itself.
Well, I met Dan. He kind of came in, and they were fishing down here, and they brought the idea to me. And they all got regular jobs, and Dan's a director of some company up in northern Ohio, and he pitched the idea. And just bring all these different crappie clubs around to bring them together and then bring the pros in. And let them intermingle, let these young guys coming up learn how these pros do it, fish with them and fish against them, and then bring their careers along.
Okay, so there is actually a pro touring organization. It's not the Midwest Crappie Alliance.
No, that's just the local crappie club up in Ohio.
They put it all together.
Actually, it's a combination of five different clubs.
Yeah.
The alliance is.
Well, now, what is the pro tour?
There's several big pro tours, Crappie USA. There's like four different tours out there.
Okay, and do they fish in the south very much, or?
Yeah, a lot in the south. They fish all the Mississippi lakes, Florida lakes. They fish all over the United States.
And so we were now getting a reputation then with some of the good ones then, aren't we?
Yeah, they've been coming. See, I've been kind of tied in with the brush pile fishing people. We've done several shows down here, and they've brought their pros in, and B&M pole companies brought their poles in, their pros in, and they fall in love with it. Nobody knew this lake had that kind of crappie fishery.
Along with all the other. Okay, let's take a little short break. We'll be back just in a minute.
Right.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big-box store with its thousands of items, but with a small-town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, my name is Chris Hodges. I am the Hybrid Lifeliner for Region 3 North. The areas that I cover are Clay, Jackson, Smith, Trisdale, and Macon County. If you or anyone you know is struggling with substance use and are seeking help, please do not hesitate to reach out at 931-349-4051 or call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Remember, recovery is possible and there is always hope.
Welcome back, everyone. You're here with the folks from up Cedar Hill and Dale Hollow?
The original Dale Hollow Lake.
One of the first, one of the first resorts, if you want to call them that, that was ever built here, back in, 1945, 6, somewhere along in there. And there's kind of a neat story about Cedar Hill, and I'm sure Denny's familiar with it, and that is that Richard the First, came in here. He was actually, an Air Force officer down, and he was stationed at Smyrna, Smyrna Air Force Base at the end of World War II. And I think their family originally was Minnesota, somewhere up in that area, but they decided that they kind of liked it down here and were farsighted enough to see that, this was going to be something one of these days. And I know that some of the, it started out just as a fishing camp. And, of course, as fishing over the years, Cedar Hill Resort was the number one resort on the lake. And it was due to, you know, a lot of the publicity we got, things like Ted Williams that stopped by here on the way to Florida every year back when he was still playing baseball. And after the baseball years when he worked for Sears, and a sportsman himself that had his own line of sporting goods and things, he always stopped by here just checking in. A lot of the celebrities, college coaches came here, football coaches, basketball coaches came here to spend time, and we got all kinds of publicity. And I think if you don't have anything to do, go on to newspapers.com and do a little search on the newspapers from, like, say, 1948 up until the 50s, and just look through the classifieds there, which was, to me, was amazing when you see all the number of businesses that advertised in the Nashville Banner and the Nashville Tennessean from right here in Salina. And it just, you know, advertising Brown-built boats. I think Mr. Brown had a shop over here in Salina and probably made the first fiberglass little fishing boat that was ever made anywhere, I guess. But over the years, we kind of took it for granted that everything was going to stay the same. We'd keep getting the repeat customers back every year, and our lake was going to be the number one fishing lake in the world after we caught the biggest smallmouth bass ever. And I think a lot of the folks kind of sat back on in their easy chairs and expected to stay forever. But then we had a lull, didn't we, Denny? Back. I know when I worked at Cedar Hill back, golly, in the 70s, 80s, early part of the 90s, that if you went out and fished all day, you might catch one or two smallmouth bass during those days. And then something came along about the slot fishing. And slot fishing turned Dale Hollow Lake around, didn't it?
Yeah, it fixed it, yeah.
Okay, now I've got all, let me get off of my soapbox now. And let's talk about some of the things that are in, I guess, plans for this lower end of the lake. I know the upper end of the lake, they have received most of the Bill Dance stuff and all that. We hadn't, not much of it's dribbled down this way yet, I don't think. But let's talk about some of the things, maybe, Denny, that the dock owners down here are working on.
Well, we're putting in another 120 slips at this time to increase it. And they'll be ready for springtime, and they're already sold out. But, we got a lot of plans down the road, and we just don't want to get them out there yet because we don't know how long it's going to take.
Yeah. Okay, now, and, of course, the great thing about that is, you know, the major problem that all of our businesses down on this end of the lake, our marinas, is parking space. Mm-hmm. And there's just not a whole lot we can do about that, is there? Other than you give them the opportunity to bring their boat here, leave it here, and they don't have to tote their trailer back and forth
right. Each
week. Have you got any plans for any time for, like, satellite parking or anything up there?
We've got some property purchased that is, you know, we're waiting for the opportunity to get everything approved to expand things, and we're still working with the Corps of Engineers to expand some stuff on our leased property, and it takes years to get something like that done.
You know, it seems like, of course, I know just experience over the past number of years, 20, 30 years, that the attitude of the Corps has changed quite a bit, where they're not as overly protective, and if there's any such thing as that. I know one of the major things is, you know, you keep protecting a lake like Dale Hollow Lake because there's none other anywhere probably in the world that has a water purity content that is higher now than it was when it was impounded back in the 40s. And I know a lot of people come in and they look and they say, well, golly, I can see 10 or 12 foot down in the water here. And that is something also that we have. But, you know, let's talk a little about the major problem you have there with the two marinas that you operate.
I really don't have any problems other than, like I say, we're short on parking. And but, you know, that's just in the peak season. You know, from Memorial Day to Labor Day, we have parking issues on the weekends, and we line them up wherever we can get them. Like I said, we got a lot of people who have their boats here, so you know, the trailer's clogging things up.
Okay, now off seasons, do you have special rates and things for folks?
Well, we used to, but since the electricity company and the power, nobody cuts us a break, we've kind of had to stop that because we're trying to hold our prices where they are, not have to raise prices. So that kind of has to
Keep it balanced.
Keep it balanced, exactly.
I know that used to be a pretty good deal where you would in the wintertime you could come up and how many rental properties do you have now on land?
We've got 10 motels. We've got 7 cabins, brand new cabins over at Del Hollow. 3 of them are what we call fishing cabins. We got a 3-bedroom and 3 2-bedrooms built, and we still got 15 cabins at Cedar Hill.
Okay, what about the old hotel building over there? Is it still in operation?
We've got 10 of them, all fully remodeled. We're remodeling 2 rooms now because somebody happened to run off the road and put their car through the back of 2 of the rooms, so we're remodeling that again.
I can remember over the years that that building down there, I guess that was about the only hotel type building that was on the lake at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And your expansion, one of the things that I think concerned folks over the years, and that was having boat slips out in the open part of the lake. And I know that you have done that. Has that presented any type of major construction problems or?
Yeah, we really have to anchor them heavy because there's such all the big boats now are coming through there, and we put a wave break out in front that blocks a lot of the waves. But we had them engineered, and they're holding up really well.
Okay, now what about our floating cabins? Are we still got that?
We've finished our second one. We've got probably 5 more planned in the future with their own private slips and with their own private walkway.
So that is, once again, that requires more room, doesn't it? More water room out there.
Yeah.
And now I think your lease now goes how far out?
It goes almost all the way to Pleasant Grove.
Out nearly to where the ramp is there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm sure that the Pleasant Grove thing's still in the back of your mind, along with some other folks.
Yes, it is.
The development of that again. And
we've had a few conversations, so hopefully down the road that'll work out for us.
And that, that is, that island there is, I know that the Corps didn't consider it to be, but that has to be one of the prime spots anywhere on that lake.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Got some views. That little gazebo up there, we've had, my son got married up there, and you talked about some good pictures and a wedding view. We're looking at that, and would like to put like a wedding venue up on top of the hill.
And I know when you cross the swinging bridge out there, they have just turned it into a
nature preserve.
A nature preserve, and I don't know much nature that's on there other than weeds.
Buzzards roost out there pretty good. So.
But when you look at people that come to Del Hollow, I'd say that no matter where you stay on the lake, from one end to the other one, every visitor comes by that little island at least one time while they're here. Everybody, because everybody wants to come see the dam, and to get down to the dam, you got to go by that island, don't you?
Right.
And that is—it's always been a prime spot for development. But being isolated like it is on an island, things like water, sewer, and things like that out there would be a major problem to do any type of development there. But I feel sure that it would pay for itself in a little while if you had a nice place there, a little place for people to actually have a motel room there or something or other.
That'll never happen.
But that, like you said, that won't ever happen. But that would, if you just.
But you got the first section that you do have access to land and something
right.
Like that with that.
Right.
Like I said, it's years and years of planning to get the permission and acquisition of that.
A boat and restaurant might not be bad out on the end of that island.
I don't think that's. That'd be awesome idea, but the financial thing, part of that is a big holdback.
Well, maybe we could do like Kentucky State Park did, develop it and then lease it to a big holding company. And see, that with their illegal boat dock, you probably don't want to get into that. But
I'll let you go talk to my wife about all that. She thinks we're far enough right now.
Okay. So you've just about convinced her as far as you can.
Yeah, I don't want to stretch it.
Okay, I'll tell you what, let me read my birthdays here. I got a few of them today. We're going to come back, and there's no telling where we may wander off to before we get finished here today. But birthdays today, we have Ricky Hale Jr. from out in the Moss area celebrating a birthday. I think he's 40 years old today. Mr. Kevin Beasley celebrating a birthday. Beverly Stewart. Celebrating a birthday, Miss Suzanne Roberts, celebrating, and also Jeff Corth. And here toward the end of the show, we'll be giving away one of our birthday prizes to one of these folks. And with that, we'll be back just in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, my name is Chris Hodges. I am the Hybrid Lifeliner for Region 3 North. The areas that I cover are Clay, Jackson, Smith, Trousdale, and Macon County. If you or anyone you know is struggling with substance use and are seeking help, please do not hesitate to reach out at 931-349-4051 or call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Remember, recovery is possible and there is always hope.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, Denny Wilbert here with me. We're going to stay a while until he has to go to work. I don't know if he's got to get back up and get with it here in a little bit.
Until 2 o'clock.
So. Well, all right. And, of course, that 2 o'clock's magic time, isn't it? Way in time today. And anyone out there that wants to come up here and check this out, and I know way in time it is, that's the exciting part of the day. And like I said, I don't know. You really can't do a lot of filming of the actual contest going on because there's not a whole lot of excitement in crappie fishing, is there? I mean,
we're working on something right now with brush pile fishing and being imposed with to do the YouTube stuff. We're scheduling two more tournaments, one for spring and one for next fall. And we're going to try to make them annual events, and they're going to be televised.
All right. You want to talk a little bit? We off camera, man. We talk a little bit about some of the things that the dock owners down on this end have got planned for the next year or so.
Yeah. We're part of these other people. They're really getting big in catfishing, and we're going to put on a nice catfish tournament early spring before the spawn. And we've also been blessed to have the Billy Westmoreland tournament awarded over to Cedar Hill. We're going to start doing that this December.
Okay, now that's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, are you using the same rules on that like they did over at...
Thomas is running the field.
Right.
We're just hosting it.
That is for non-residents, isn't it?
150 miles, and there's about 80 boats, and that fills everybody up and brings more money in this town, and right at the end of December.
What about bass tournaments?
I haven't done a lot of them for years because it was, we just weren't in that yet. We were busy constructing, but now we've got the opportunity and we've had the experience with a couple of tournaments, and now people are coming to us and asking if we would host their tournaments.
Okay, I know that, the Billy Westmoreland, of course, with Billy's, national reputation, was a good tournament. And I know, I don't know how many tournaments, bigger tournaments, are on the upper end of the lake. I think they've got quite a few coming up there.
They've got the Toyota, and they've got a lot of stuff up there, and they've got them locked in. Now, the bigger ones, they'll only come for 2 years, and then they go to another lake.
Yeah.
They move around, but they do good.
So there's a cycle to those things then. Of course, their cycle will probably be changing if they can't come up with new participants.
Right.
Well, now, does that mean... the ones that they get when they finish their two-year cycle, if you were trying to get one, you would have to get in line.
Right.
And it might be...
you got to have they got to look around and look at how many places to stay, how you can accommodate the people, and, how many beds are available in that community, restaurants and everything.
Well, as isolated as Pickett County is, I do know they've got quite a few of the home rentals and things like that up there, but...
VRBOs has helped out here around here for us, because all the VRBOs are full of people this week.
Because I think I heard somewhere or another that they have between 100 and 200 of those up in Pickett County that are rented. But like I said, the major thing that took care of him was the 111 bridge. And there's no bridge to straight where you can drop right off and drop into any place down on this end, is there? And another thing we talked about for a minute was family-owned operations. El Hall Lake has to be very, very unusual in that. To tell us about, the ones that we know about that are here that are family-owned operations.
With Cedar Hill and Del Hollow, and Patty at Holly Creek, and Richard down in Eastport, and I can't remember the guy's name on Star Point, but he's still family-owned. Everybody else has kind of gone corporate.
Okay, well... Horse Creek, is that owned by a company, or do you even know for sure?
They're a group of individuals. I think one of them's out of Cookville, but they're businessmen.
So they're not necessarily local folks?
They're not down there operating with their family. It's a business, and they hire the management.
Yeah, I know. We had the people with reputations here, the flying fisherman up in Kentucky that had his little boat, float plane that he flew in and out on, and we just had different types of reputation. On your end, you had one of the greatest reputations in the world, and that was with Mr. Billy Barlow.
Oh yeah, but if you wanted a cousin, you just came and he could give you a cousin.
And if you came to Cedar Hill the time he was there, you could expect to get thrown in the lake sometime that week if you were a youngster.
Yep.
It didn't matter where you could swim or not, you still got thrown in the lake. But and the characters that developed. And I know the guides that worked out of those places. Most of the guides that worked out of the boat docks here were folks that fished when it was a river. And I can remember some of them, like Mr. Spivey, that used to come down. And Mr. Spivey would not fish out of a big bass boat. one of the guide, but he just wouldn't fish in them. You know, you, if you fished with him at Cedar Hill, you fished in one of Cedar Hill's fishing boats with a 25 pull rope motor on it. And we, you know, we had that kind of reputation as being here, and it was more of a family-owned thing. And now, what about families now? Do you still have some traditional families that come into your places of business?
Yeah, we have so many. We got third and fourth generation families that are coming back here to steal. Some of them left, and some of them had wandered away from Cedar Hill. And the word's out there that, you know, we've repaired it and remodeled it, and they're coming back, and they're committing to keep coming back every year.
And, of course, I know the history of the cabins down on the lake. That's a neat piece of history, that those cabins actually were, I guess, workers' cabins when they built when they built Center Hill,
mm-hmm.
and hauled them over here from Center Hill. And we've actually got some homes down just before you get up the lake where people are still living in the homes that they maybe bought a couple of those cabins and put them together and remodeled them and made homes out of them.
We brought Dale Hollow. There was about 10 of them on top of that hill.
Right.
We most of them were trying to get off the hill and slide down the hill, so we wound up tearing them down and built 7 new cabins.
Well, you know, another thing along that line, Denny, has anyone really done a whole lot of research and stuff on mass housing near the lake here and on this end? Like, you know, I know we've got a couple little motels around, but, you know, looking at... You know of anyone that's thinking about that?
Yeah, I do. I'm working with a group of they've got some property bought, and it's up more towards Henry's Creek area up on the highway there, and they're looking at developing about 50 acres. And like I said, this economy's kind of put the brakes on it, but we've started engineering and stuff like that, preliminary, but I don't know where it's going to go for the next couple of years.
Well, you know, I know we've got a little building project that's going on down here, down toward Gainsborough, where a developer has purchased some land down there, and is, I think, the latest rumor I've heard is that he's looking maybe to, I forgot how many acres he's got there, but looking to build between 40 and 50 little mini houses there that I got on very small lots and having that reasonable prices. And I'm wondering, you know, how something like that, I mean, that, of course, Dale Hollow Lake is a selling idea on something like that, and even though it is a few miles, well, it's not very far up there to Horse Creek and to your place. So, you know, that is something that I think we'll probably get more and more of that in the future, where people will buy a, of course, we think a big money type thing when you talk about a 6,000 square foot house for $100,000. I mean, people are at the point now where they kind of look at it and say, you know, if I'm going to use this so many years, this probably is a pretty good investment. And
right.
And they become rental properties. A lot of them do also. They own that VBRO type thing.
Yeah, we've got one piece of property that we're going to start developing this winter as far as clearing the land and everything. It's 7 acres, and we're going to break it up into quarter-acre lots and put tiny homes on it just like the other ones are.
So that's the big deal. Then with Dale Hollow Getaway, now, do you have some visitors coming up from...
We have a lot of people come and rent pontoons and fishing boats and just, you know... And some of them were staying there and came taking renting houseboats because they liked the lake so much. They just rented that. We had a few extras, and they rented them for the week.
And they stay there 2 days out there and then come stay a few days with you.
Yeah.
So, you know, all these things tie together. And, you know, that something with, I know, the competitiveness of the market, but, you know, sometimes competition is not as good as cooperation, is it?
We call it co-opetition.
And of course, you still have your marinas organization of all the marina,
mm-hmm.
Where you have your annual meetings and things.
Yeah.
Do you pay dues still?
Yes, we do. We still put out the Dale Hollow Explorer magazine, and that gets out to all the boat shows around the region.
Well, now, looking at that, and I look at that thing when it comes out. How do we increase the coverage down on this end in that? You know, which sometimes, you know, we don't get.
Well,
that coverage. I mean, is it because just the lack of participation by some people, or?
Yeah, I mean, there's not the full amount of people with it. You know, I'm basically the only one on this end of the lake that still gets involved.
You know that. Well, you know, I guess is it the fact that they are still family owned and family trained on how to run a business like that,
right.
And they're maybe not ready to be thrown into the the new splatter of water, are they? That you need all of this stuff. You need your stuff on a website or Facebook site.
We're getting a brand new website built, a total, professionally done, and it's really going to reach out there. And then we're linking it into other places too. That if you're watching their TV show, our stuff comes up on their TV show as a link. And that's why we're doing them shows, so we can tie out all over the United States. We're getting people from Wisconsin now that's coming down in the wintertime fishing because they've seen them shows.
Okay, and I know the one that keeps popping up that I know you're quite familiar with seeing, and I am too, and that is the one down at Granville, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just a little, maybe, 15, 20 seconds, they pop up there and tell folks about the Granville, and I think it's made a tremendous difference.
It's really pulling out of Nashville.
For them down there. And of course, I know we're drawing a lot of folks from the Nashville area back this way now, who don't want to go to Percy Priest and some of those places.
Those places are filling up. We're really working on the people coming for Cookeville and all those surrounding areas. We're getting the word out to them and advertising, and they're starting to find us.
Okay, and I know you said you have a lot of folks that are still coming there and spending the entire week with you. In your cabins or at the houseboats and things. And what about short term?
We still get the weekend trips or, we don't start and stop at any point in time. We kind of work with people when they have the time available. And we're staying full. Like I said, our thing is operating is trying to expand the season to all the way into Thanksgiving and Christmas. And then, try to take a little break in January and start back up in February.
Well, now, are you basically connected now from the Pleasant Grove all the way over to the Hollow there where Dale Hall.
Yeah, we've got the water leased.
You're now really, truly, you are one combined organization of two separate businesses of many years.
We operate as one.
I don't know how much time we've got, Denny, here. I hadn't had anything in my ear. Oh, we've got a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you really want to talk about for a few minutes and be shut up?
I just want to say how thankful I am to the community to support this first event, and it's going to pay off big time because, like I said, we're already in negotiations for other things to happen, and these people are real heavy hitters. They sponsor the stuff, they bring in the money, and they bring in the people that's really just going to help this community.
Okay, and this... it's an experiment, but it looks like this experiment may be working pretty dadgum good.
It stays early.
And I want to remind everyone now once again that today from noon to 8 p.m., the expo is open down at the fairground. And get down there and check that stuff out. Lots of stuff going on there and from the pictures. And if you do a search on Midwest Crappie Alliance, it'll take you to their Facebook site.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be some pictures there. You might even get in the picture and be on Facebook. They're on their site.
Yeah, they're doing Facebook Lives to be interviews and stuff with the pros.
And then, of course, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. On Saturday, looked like... 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., which will include the final celebration at the end of the tournament. And
like I said, Crossfire's going to come in, and when they shut it down, and they're going to play from 7 to 10, and we're going to have a good time. And intermingle with the people out there. Those guys are looking forward to it. The Brush Pile people come in, and we do that week-long thing with them. It's called a media camp in the spring, and I always bring the Watsons and part of Crossfire up there and sing for them, and they really love it. They're hooked on them.
Well, this is a neat place when you get right down to it, isn't it?
It's an awesome place.
We may not have a whole lot of things, but we have a whole lot of things ain't nobody else got.
And that's what they love. They love our uniqueness.
And we are unique, I guess, in a way. And like I said, it's kind of it's been very pleasant to watch you, Denny, from the time that you came in and you purchased over at Dale Hollow Marina over there. And I know at that time I think we had a little houseboat over, and I got to know you a little bit then, and how you have taken your ideas and kind of shut your eyes and jumped into some things. And at least we think you had your eyes shut, but maybe you didn't. I think you had a pretty good in-run plan from the beginning, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I had a vision, and I tried to stick with it as much as possible, and it's working out.
And you have now, you're planning on more of your floating cabins,
mm-hmm.
And what about, you're just about to get most of the docks that you can have, your slips that you can handle.
Yeah, we're going to be built out pretty good this year. Like I said, we got one more space ready to put a finger out there with about 10 floating cabins on it with their own slip attached.
So that's a major thing coming
that's
up.
I think that's the future for this lake is these floating cabins.
I wonder how many they have on Norris now.
There's a bunch of them. They're really popular.
And I know someone gave me, I guess, a flyer from Norris Lake the other day, and I looked through that, and I could not believe all of the major places were there, the major things that they had going on. And that lake is not very much bigger than us, is it?
No, it's not.
And, I mean, it was just, it looked like maybe you could maybe walk around the lake without getting your feet wet.
Well, their stuff comes all the way to the banks. And that's what's unique about Del Hollow. It'll never be built down to the bank. You've still got the scenery all around the lake instead of a lot of houses and cut grass all the way to the lake. And
you know, many, many years ago, that was something that I looked at, and I think I made a speech in college or something once upon a time about how Del Hollow was, and that we didn't need the big developers coming in there and destroying what was there.
And that's the good part about the court. They've held that mark back far enough where you still get the view. We've got home movies from 1964 where we stayed at Cedar Hill. You know, I was watching them the other night, and the shoreline, the lake looks the same as it did in 1964.
And hopefully it'll remain that way.
That's our goal.
Okay, let's see. We're about to run out of time. I got a little thing in my ear that said, wrap this thing up. But it's been a pleasure once again, Denny. I know it just to kind of sit here and have a nice conversation and talk about the Crappie Expo. And then we want to remind everyone, get out and go see this. Get up in the afternoon and see the weigh-in if you can. But make sure to make plans to be up there when they have the final weigh-in, see who wins this thing. And with that, it looks like that Ricky Hale Jr. has won the birthday cake today. So come over by the chamber office, and they'll have that envelope with you for this nice birthday prize that's sponsored by WVFBFM 101.5 Kicks Country. And so we'll get everything put back up here and shut the doors down, Denny, and close up for another week. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here at this same time, same channel, next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And this evening show will be at 5 o'clock. I think maybe the football coach's show had to be changed or something or other. So we'll be at 5 o'clock to rebroadcast this afternoon, this one time only. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.